Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Okay, it's the Morning Crossfire right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Kofi Bartels. It's good to have you join us this morning. As earlier advertised, we have the Honorable Commissioner for Agriculture, Lagos State, with us on the program this morning. Of course, a couple of weeks ago, we had a conversation with the Lagos State Government, a discount market, food market, probably called Onjeko, and she's going to be talking about it and telling us exactly what the government is doing. It's basically a right of reply and basically trying to find out what is happening in the agri sector in Lagos. And I must say the commissioner for agri is a hardworking commissioner. I mean, she's always on the move, if you follow her like I do. She is Miss Abisola Olushanya. She's the first female and a two-term commissioner for agriculture in Lagos State. She's the youngest in the history of the Lagos establishment since 1967. In her words, you know, now according to Lagos State Government website, she was first appointed a special advisor to Lagos State Governor on Agriculture in August 2019 due to her knowledge of the agri ecosystem and strategies on food security. In November 2020, she was made Commissioner for Agriculture and became the first female to take up the role in the ministry in its 56 years of existence. She's got a long list of accomplishments and achievements in the Ministry of Agri. For instance, she led the development of the business operating model for Lagos Rice Mill and saw the project to 90% completion levels as of December 2021 from a start of point of 15% that she made it in October 2019. She successfully led the launch of the Lagos State 5-Year Agriculture and Food Systems Roadmap for the first of its kind in Nigeria, tailored towards the private sector investment community, multilateral agencies and sovereign states. That's talking about the economic community. She also launched the Eco Agric or Agro Mechanization Scheme, an agriculture production enabling platform for farmers to aid land clearing and preparation activities, pioneering a collaboration with the Tractor on the Go, TOG, which is a tractor hailing application which farmers can subscribe to and utilize with a view towards transparency in asset management, etc. There's a lot to talk about, so much to talk about here, but we'll leave it at that for now. Madam, good morning to you. Good to have you on the program. Okay, please enable your audio. Sorry about that. Enable your audio.
Yes.
Yes, good to have you. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, happy holidays and compliments of the season to you.
Thank you.
All right. Just run us through the thinking behind the setting up of this Lagos food discount market, probably called Onjeko.
Yeah, so the Onjeko Food Discount Market, as initiated by Mr. Governor, that was February when he had done the song "Olu Speaks," was actually one of the many initiatives that he had mentioned around bringing some level of comfort to the people. So under the umbrella of Eco Cares, as the umbrella framework for initiatives covering transportation, food, health, education. This actually features as one of the many things that he's doing and will be doing from, let's say, the month of March when we kicked off, and then subsequent months down the line. For the Onjeko, it's actually three-pronged. And when I say three-pronged, you have the staple foods distribution, which would be the sharing of food items for free, particularly rice, beans, and garri. Mm-hmm. That has not yet kicked off because we are still in the process of aggregation and the packaging. And the second one is the discount market, which takes place on Sundays and which we have commenced on statewide in each of the local governments, as well as in the Alausa Secretariat. And the third one is the free meal initiative, meaning 1,000 for 1 million. So 1 million free meals is what we'll be planning for Lagosians. And the reasons for those three is that one of the three would reach as many individuals as possible. For someone who gets a free meal, there's a categorization for that kind of person. For someone else who qualifies to get a free staple food pack, that person falls into another economic bracket. And for someone who is going to participate or get a 25% discount from the discount market, that person also fits into a particular economic class. So across board, we'll be talking about a reach of well over, let's say roughly about 2 million to 2.5 million Lagosians across board. So that is what Onje Eko is all about. And the discount market is just one of the three initiatives for food for Onje Eko.
Quite interesting. So let's look at the before we talk about discount market, when will the others kick in? The sharing of staple food items for free, and then the free meal initiative. I'm aware that the palliatives reeled up by the Lagos State Government following the removal of subsidy, you had some food items being shared through the CDCs.
Yes.
So is that it, or this is a different, a new one that we expect to kick off in the future?
No, this is a new one. So the one we had done had kicked off last year. That was we had done one from September up until January of this year, and then we are doing another one, which maybe should commence within the next 2 weeks. Buying food in bulk, packaging it into smaller SKUs, it's actually a lot of effort. It takes a lot of effort. And I mean, you have to make sure that the packaging is done right so that you reduce as much wastage as possible, which is why I have said that we should kick off the distribution within the next 2 weeks. I mean, it's easy for us to just distribute food in bulk the way we procure it, but we also know that in terms of quality of packaging is not as good, and we'll have incidences of a lot of burst bags. Yeah. So for that reason, we try as much as possible to make sure that we repackage, and you know, just to make sure that people get it within, you know, or should I say, get it in a dignified manner.
All right. Interesting. So for the 25% discount, or before that, the free meal initiative, 1 million free meals. And when is that expected to kick off?
Yeah, so the thing is, we do not, so running it simultaneously has not been, it would not be an easy feat. So if you see, for instance, running the discount market, in as much as it takes place every Sunday, we know what we go through in trying to reconcile accounts, in trying to make sure all vendors get their monies back, in also trying to make sure that every single person involved in the process is paid. So it takes a bit of a time. So once we run a discount market on Sunday, everyone comes to the office on Monday to do a reconciliation. Between Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we get to pay vendors. By Thursday, there's another level of preparation towards what is going to happen on Sunday. So round the clock, everyone is just working just to make sure that the discount market is seen as effortless, let me put it that way. So for that reason also, in the food palliative distribution, that also has its own nuances. In as much as the distribution, most of it will be routed through the CDC, CDA route, network. Regardless, there's still a level of monitoring that has to go into it, which will mean a lot of manpower has to be dedicated to ensuring that it goes to the right people, to the right homes. And as such, you would see that we need to deploy far more people than we have ever done before, just to make sure that this is properly implemented. So for that reason, it's best we break it also, and also for us to see truly where these food items are going into. You can imagine running a food discount market, you're running palliative distribution simultaneously. A point in time will come where if the two should merge, in a way, you may not even be able to decipher properly what the government is doing. So for us also to be able to account ourselves properly to the public, we feel it's best as we move from one, then we move into the other. And the good thing also is that the phasing of it is also systemic in the sense that the discount market is tailored more towards, I want to make food a bit more affordable by giving a discount on it based on the pricing. Food prices jumped high or skyrocketed as a result of several factors. And even the Forex instability was part of it. Yeah. In as much as this foods we're even talking about, a lot of them are local, but we also know what the impact of the exchange rate fluctuation did to the prices. Now that the exchange rate also has come down to some level, in as much as you would expect food prices to come down immediately, but you can see that slowly they have started to come down. So the timing for the discount market also fits properly into the timing for when it should be implemented. And once that also, we see more price stability, then we move on to the food palliative distribution. And once that also kicks off properly to the level where we see a lot of food going into the houses, we kick off with a framing initiative as well.
Very, very understandable that you can't do everything at the same time. You have to take it in phases, you know, yes. timeline and all that. That's good. That's good. These are noble initiatives. Very noble. And I think it's a template that other states can emulate, you know. So we want to say to you and to the governor, well done for, you know, coming up with such an initiative, you know, for coming up with such an initiative. So let's talk about the discount market. How is it meant to work? What is the modus operandi? Apart from the 24, just give us a walkthrough of how it's meant to operate.
Okay, so the discount market, it features across 57 local governments. In addition, we have one extra location in Lekki Phase 1, obviously making 58. Then we have Alausa making 59. So you are actually having it, you know, in 59 locations, including the Mushin Fresh Food Hub. And the idea around this is there are specific food items where a discount of 25% is purchased. I don't think there's any home in Nigeria where rice is not eating garri, beans, and obviously everyone eats stew or makes some form of stew. So you have your tomato, pepper, onions, and tatashi. And then you also now have your bread and egg, which is a key staple also in most homes. So these specific food items, we identify them as what would cut across majority of Lagosians, and as such, we felt that it was best to implement the discount on these particular food items. And we also have specific sizes, 5 kilo rice, 5 kilo beans, 5 kilo garri, 1 crate of eggs, 1 loaf of bread, and then you have 2 kilos of tomatoes, 1 kilo of onions, tatashe, and rodo. So these are the items and these are the sizes on which the discount is to be offered. Now, the way it's running, and we've seen it be successful, is to get vendors locally in each area to bring these items to a specified location. And we have used mostly schools, public schools, Lagos State public schools, because of the space and the security around the school location. And these vendors come in there, display the items. Now, we also give specific quantity of items that they have to bring in there. So I have a cap on the discount to be given per location for each Sunday because there's a budget at work in this space. And as such, we print vouchers. These vouchers are to tally with the quantity of food items to be brought in. Now, in each location, I also have a 15-man team to oversee the operations. I have a market leader who is usually a level 17 civil servant or level 16 deputy director or assistant director or a level 15. And I have six other officers work with this market leader, making 7. In addition, I have one accountant from the civil service and I have an auditor as well. The job of the auditor and the accountant is to ensure that whatever items the vendors bring in, they are properly accounted for. Also, the vouchers are properly accounted for. There are several templates forms that have to be filled out for us to ascertain that these are the quantities that have been brought in, and the vendors also sign off. And also making 9 civil servants in total. Then I have 4 youth volunteers from the National Youth Council of Nigeria, Lagos chapter, making 13. Then I have the head of department Agric for that local government, and the supervisor for Agric for that local government, making 15. So with this 15-man team, the location is supposed to run seamlessly. In addition, I have close to 50 security personnel made up of the Lagos State Neighborhood Safety Corps, as well as the police, to secure and to help make sure that there is order. And aside that, I have Loma to help with cleanup. And I have, in some locations, I have Lasambos for emergencies. And I have Lasambos, and I have Lajesk. So these are the personnel that I have in each location working to ensure that we have a hitch-free day. And once the gates are open for people to come in to procure or to buy, people must buy their vouchers, pay, obviously using a payment solutions platform. The reason also for the utilization of a payment solution platform as opposed to buying on cash is for us to be able to account properly for the 25% discount that we are giving. Okay. We know that in the beginning, we had hitches, but that is also because it was the first time we were going that route. It would have been so easy to just say, hey, we'll collect cash. But we know that we must account properly also for the discounts to be given. And as such, we had gone the route of payment solution platforms.
Okay, that's the cowrie card.
So once that is not, I have almost 11 payment solution platforms. I have Hydrogen, I have Providus Bank, I have Sterling Bank, I have PalmPay, I have OPay, I have MoneyPoint, I have Traction, I have MoneyMaster, I have Momo.
Okay.
So it's not just cash. So I have, even Cowrie is no longer working on this. So I have all of these other payment solution platforms that have been working with us, and in hitch free as much as possible.
Okay.
Now, what people should also understand is, so long as you're working with technology, there will be hitches here and there. I'm sure you've been to a few supermarkets where you have tried to pay and maybe there has been a network failure. So that is bound to happen, and that is not within our
your power.
It's not within our power. It's not within our control or sphere of influence. So that's why we have tried as much as possible to have as many as 11 of these payment solution platforms work for or work with us. So in each location, you have a minimum of 8 of them, such that if one network fails, you have another. And the payment solution providers also, they have been very, very good working with us, collaborating with us just to ensure that we run this off the ground as seamlessly as possible.
Interesting. You've said a lot. We want to go for a commercial break. We'll be right back after this. We'll talk some more on this eco government discount market. Please stay with us. So we'll be right back on the Morning Crossfire.
Okay.
Book your flights on the Access More app and get 20,000 Naira for shopping. Valid from March the 27th to April the 10th, 2024. Terms and conditions apply.
This is an infomercial.
Okay, still the Morning Crossfire. Thanks for listening to that message. We'll go for our main commercial break in a matter of seconds. But for those of you joining us, we have as guests on the Morning Crossfire, Ms. Abisola Olusanya. She is the Commissioner for Agriculture, Lagos State. And of course, he had to talk about the Lagos State government efforts to ensure that Lagosians are taken care of as far as the economy is concerned, and difficulties with feeding and providing for their families with the ONJ Eco initiative, which the commissioner says is three-pronged. Sharing of staple food items for free, the 25% discount market. We also have the free meal initiative. But what they're doing right now is the 25% discount market, which is a beginning. They'll get to the other ones as time goes on. So your thoughts are welcome. When we come back from the break, the commercial break, I'll ask the commissioner some more questions, but we'd like to hear from you. All right, so please store our number 0201-465-7190, 0201-465-7190. We know there have been some complaints from some of the beneficiaries out there who have said, you know what, we feel government can do this better or do that better. Madam Commissioner, I know you're aware of that. You've addressed some of those already. So almost taking the wind out of my sail, but we'll try and bring some of those questions to you. So those of you listening, please stay with us after this break. Just 5 minutes, we'll be back to take your calls, your questions, and your contributions. My name is Kofi Bartels, and you're listening to The Morning Crossfire.
This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Lagos, welcome back. It's still The Morning Crossfire right here at 99.3 Nigerian. For my name is Kofi Bartels, discussing still the Lagos State Government discount market, which is a part of the OJCO initiative put together by His Excellency, the Governor of Lagos State, Babajide Olusola Sanwo-Olu. Our guest this morning is Mr. Bisola Olusoya, the Honorable Commissioner of Agriculture, Lagos State. I did say she's quite a hard worker. I follow you, madam, quite a lot, and you're always on the move. You're one of those commissioners who have been quite visible, and I must commend you for the work you're doing. For those who want to call in, please feel free to call the number 0201-465-7190. This program by the Lagos State Government, like you've heard the commissioner say, is for the people of Lagos State, both indigents and non-indigents. But I believe that's initiative. It's not you don't segregate as to who is an indigent or not, both civil servants and non-civil servants. Am I correct? Okay, we have a bit of a network challenge with you. I think your internet is the connection is not
too good.
Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, better. Yeah.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes. So the beneficiary, is there any segregation as per indigenship, non-indigenship, civil servants, non-civil servants, APC members, non-APC members?
I don't... Do you discriminate in a market? We don't ask for ID cards. We don't ask for anything for you to come in to buy. So... there's no segregation. There's no bias whatsoever. We have vendors that are Hausa. We have vendors who are... we have vendors of all tribes and from all across Nigeria. So that already speaks to what we stand for as Lagos. We are the melting pot of Nigeria. So we don't do that.
Okay. Your connection isn't too clear. I think it's affecting the view. I don't know if it's something that can be done about it. Yes, it's gone a bit poor.
Okay.
Let's take a call right here. 99.3, good morning. Are you there? Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, welcome. Your name and contribution, please.
My name is Abe. I'm calling from Ikeja.
All right, Ade, good to hear from you.
So, I have, like, an issue. I was at the Lagos market in the school last week. So, when I gave the person my card, somehow, my account got debited more than what I paid for. Mm-hmm. And then when I complained, the guy gave me a number and said I should call.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're calling him. He has refused to speak. And now, I don't know what else to do.
Okay, he gave you a number to call. Ade, yes. Stay with me. Honorable Commissioner, what do you say to that, to Ade?
Okay, so if he has been debited twice, for each of the payment solution providers that we also work with, they give us one member of their staff to work with us. And part of that reason also was so that we could rectify if there was any issue as such. Now, like I said, in each location, you have a market leader who wears a red-colored T-shirt. Everyone identifies that person as the market leader. And if there's anything at all that should happen, apart from maybe talking to the person whom the issue was directly related to, the market leader should also have been informed. I don't have issues from a lot of locations around this. Maybe for day one, we did, but people were giving their monies back in cases where this had happened. And I have not received any complaint whatsoever of this. But if he can mention the location again, I know every market leader for every location, so the pricing can be called quickly and there can be a rectification to that.
Are they, which location? Which
he said
markets?
He was in Ikeja.
It was at Tokumbo Ali Primary School here in Ikeja.
Tokumbo Ali Primary School in Ikeja.
Okay, that's Toyin, off Toyin Street, Allen.
Yes.
Off Toyin Street, Okwebi.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, so madam, is there any other thing you want to say to Ade before he goes?
Okay. Okay, so if he can just also provide us with his number, obviously he cannot make, I can get this information. We'll rectify it immediately after verifying with the market leader that this is the
okay
happened, and then his money we had worked with.
Okay. But I think we can say this is an issue to do probably the payment service provider. Is that correct? Am I correct to say that?
Sorry, what did you say?
I think, can we say this is an issue to do with probably the payment service provider? They will need to look into that.
Of course, it will be a network issue. That's why I'm saying, like, when we identify those problems as well and speak about them, let's also be very unbiased. Mm. This happens. You go to a store, you try to pay, you could be debited twice. It does happen.
Okay.
Now, because it happens under Onjeko, it's not the government taking the money. The monies are going back to the vendors. We're only working with payment solution providers for us to keep ourselves accountable. So when this does happen, and it will happen because you're utilizing technology, we apologize for that. And that's why I'm saying I also get to the bottom of it. We must confirm, we must verify that this indeed happened and whether the money has been refunded or not.
All right.
And if not, the solution provider will also help us out in defining the issue.
Okay. Reason I had to reiterate that was so that the view is not created or impression that Lagos State government will give him back his money. It's just mediating between
it's going to be through the payment solution platform, obviously.
All right. Okay.
Yes,
let's just go straight to the elephant in the room. The 25% discount, complaints from some of the beneficiaries that the items are not at 25% discount when you look at what is obtainable in the normal market. What's your response to that?
So let's say for week one, which was the pilot scheme, what we had tried to do, and if you recollect, we had put across a unified price point for each of those products. I remember we had started with rice, 5 kilo rice at 7,100. We had kicked off with bread at 1,000 naira, eggs at 3,600, tomatoes, I think even tomatoes back then was at about 1,200 or so. We worked with a unified price point because we wanted, number one, to help the discount market to, you know, help with stabilization of pricing, and also for us to be able to give proper checks and balances around how the discounts were also being given. The feedback we received from week one was, in some areas, the prices were fantastic, because the prices at which people were buying in their own market in those areas was even much higher. On the other hand, in some areas, the prices were seen as too high compared to what the people bought at, which is why we changed strategy, because we are also very adaptable and we take feedback and we take lessons and, you know, do a quick turnaround. From week two, the mandate was, rather than centralizing price points and working with a few vendors with
the network has interrupted again. Can you hear me? Madam Commissioner, can you hear me?
Okay. Produ, we work with vendors from Sabo Market. Can you hear me? From Ikorodu, we work with vendors from Sabo Market. And I'm just using that as an example. Any local government close to Mile 12, we work with Mile 12 vendors.
Okay, Madam Commissioner, the network is sort of poor. I don't know if you can log out and log in.
We work with vendors from Ilepo for areas close to the home market.
Okay, Madam, I don't know if you can log out.
Work in Onjeko discount market.
Okay, Madam Commissioner, I think you should log out and log in again. So that we can see if it will be better, because we're losing you. Okay, so we're going to do that, because we have to get to the heart of the matter, which is why we're having complaints of the beneficiaries buying above 25% discount. You know, it's very important. So let's hope we get the commissioner back on. We'll take some calls while she's trying to rejoin. 99.3. Good morning.
Hello, good morning, Kofi Bekele, the Anajina.
Thank you. You always get me. Your name and contribution, please.
Yes, my name is Godwin, calling from Loshoro Lapwe.
Godwin, good morning.
Good morning. And a happy birthday to Uncle Jimmy, and longest of life for him in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, with our great guest, the lady with you, I want to personally appreciate his background and the very detailed process of handling that. And I wish if other people in governance should follow that kind of constraint and do things with due diligence, I think it would have been taking down the benefit of whatever to the citizens. My question there is this. Sometimes ago, the former president and even the current president ordered that the grains and whatever should be released from the salon. And I could remember the former president, the heavy, whether it was a stone, they gathered together, use something to cover it and take it to be something else that we are for Nigerians. Up to now, we have not seen that taking down to anywhere within the ordinary environment.
Okay, that's Lagos,
so
Lagos State, right?
When are we getting that from the government?
Okay. That's a very good question. I'll put it to her along the line. Thank you very much, Gordon from Los Orolakwe. With that, writing your question down. 99.3, good morning.
Good morning, Kofi.
Yes, welcome. Your name and contribution, please. Okay, I'm sorry. I think we have the Honorable Commissioner back with us, so I have to let you go so we can quickly proceed. I'll pick some more calls later. Yeah, so Madam, you were saying that in the first week of the implementation of this Lagos State discount market, you realized that you were getting the 25%, you know, difference in some parts of Lagos State, but in other parts, the food there was so cheap that the 25% margin was reduced. So have you been able to, you know, modify the program to be able to reflect 25% across board?
Yeah, so not that there was no 25% reflection across board. I mean, we are not the ones selling the food. We don't own the food. We are working with vendors who sell food for them to bring the food items to a location to sell, and we effect a 25% discount. So to say whether we were truly giving it or not, that's not a factual statement. The 25% is still being given across, but it was just a function of are the vendors bringing the right price points to a particular area, which is why I said for week two, we re-strategized to get local vendors. So if in your area you are buying bread at, say, or you're buying tomato 1 kilo at, say, 1,200, we'll get a vendor who sells at that price or even lower to be the one to participate in the discount market, so that by the time we give the 25% discount, you are getting your tomato at a cheap price of, say, 900 naira. If in that same week, in Ikorodu, for instance, tomato is being sold normally in any market at 900, we'll get a vendor who is selling at 900 in that market, in that discount market. We effect the 25% discount, and the person can get maybe the tomato for 600 naira. So what it means or what it reflects is the price point is not the same across Lagos, but we would effect the 25% discount on the prevailing market rate in that area. Like I said, for week one, in a lot of the places, the price points which we had tried to unify, it worked in some locations because they felt that what we had brought was actually cheaper than what they would otherwise buy. On the other hand, some locations felt the prices were too high, and as such, we readjusted, and I don't think we've had issues since then.
Okay. So are you saying that as we speak, you know, Lagosians are enjoying at least 25% discount in reality on all food prices or items in at the discount market? If we go to the market, yes, we won't have any complaints of it, although it's not up to 25% or it's even expensive or more than what we buy at the normal market. We won't have those complaints anymore.
So this is the thing. You have the freedom of choice to walk into an Onje Eko discount market. If you feel the price point at which you buy is lower than what is obtainable at the discount market, you are not forced to buy. Why would you come there to want to buy items when you can get it cheaper in your respective markets? So it's not a do or die affair. We will do our best to get vendors locally that can give us the prevailing market price point. Now, whether it works for you and it doesn't work for me is something that I cannot control. All of us have different haggling prowess. Your negotiation skills might be different from mine. When you enter into a free market, you have the right to haggle. You have the right to negotiate. In the Eko discount market, you are not negotiating because the price point is fixed. If you're coming in and you're buying 1 kilo of rice for, say, 5 kilo of rice for, say, 6,800 naira, don't forget the rice I'm bringing in is packaged. Somebody has had to buy a bag, put the rice in a bag, seal it. That comes with some additional cost.
Yes.
Because I'm packaging it in a way that is dignified to you.
But Madam Commissioner, if I may ask, ask the government, why didn't the government go for the cheapest available vendors in Lagos in order to save costs? Because what you're saying is the government went for vendors that may have been cheap in some areas of Lagos State, but in other areas will be expensive. So why didn't government...
I think you're still missing the point.
Yeah, because you mentioned price
point. I'm getting vendors in your locality.
No, I'm saying at the first...
Buy from those vendors.
At the first instance, why didn't you go for vendors who had the cheapest, lowest price point?
So when you say at the first instance, are you referring to the first discount edition?
Yes. Because what do you mean?
And I mentioned something.
Yes.
We were trying to unify price point. If you're trying to unify price point, it means you're working with a minimum of 57 vendors for rice. You're working with a minimum of 58 vendors or 59 vendors for rice, 59 vendors for bread, 59 vendors for garri, 59 vendors for eggs. List all those vendors. You are working with a minimum of, on average, 730 vendors is what you'll be working with. Tell me, how would you be able to control price points for 730 vendors in one day? It's impossible. What we adopted in week one was a hub and spoke model. Get one large wholesaler or food distributor who has the distribution network, has vehicles, has labor, and from one centralized point, they can do distribution to many of these locations. Working with a unified price point means you work with less vendors for you to be able to control pricing. Like I said, in some areas, they loved the price point. It was cheaper than what they bought in their markets. In some other locations, it didn't work. And we took cognizance of that. But do not forget, you are not forced to come to the discount market. If it doesn't work for you, you are not forced to buy there.
Okay. Honorable Commissioner.
You're still keeping or hammering on week one. We have moved past week all one. Right. We all have right. done the fourth edition on Sunday. And there have been positive feedback. Okay. Many positive feedback.
All right.
But I want you to stay on the positives and not on week one where we had lapses. It was a pilot and we took correction.
Thank you. That's well noted. A listener asked a question which, for the want of time, I wanted to very briefly answer. He was asking about the release of food items from the federal government, particularly grains.
Yes.
He says he hasn't seen it around anywhere in Lagos. So what's happening to that in Lagos State? Very briefly.
So release of grains also takes time. Logistics is involved. So it's not that because grains have been released, don't forget it's going to 36 states plus the federal capital. So it will take a bit of time before it gets here.
Mm-hmm.
For Lagos, I know we have started to receive some few quantities. At least we've started to receive some rice in particular. So that has started to come, but you cannot start distribution.
Oh, the network has interrupted. Oh my God. Anyway, you've heard from her. And of course, now she says the matter has been rectified and they are sourcing the food items locally. So the price will be fixed based on the prevailing prices in your area. And government is going to make sure that 25% discount is maintained. Okay, madam, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, we lost you. A final word from you before you go to those who are listening to you this morning.
Okay, so a final word from me is this. We are flesh and blood. As government, when we work, errors might be made, but we are flesh and blood. We are part of you. You're a part of us. We take corrections.
The network has interrupted again. Oh my God. Okay, let's see if we can get her back up. We'll go for a commercial because she's frozen and we'll be right back.